హరే కృష్ణ, టుడే ఈజ్ పాణిహట్టి చీడాదకి ఫెస్టివల్. సో వీ విల్ ట్రై టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైం. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయం సక్షురన్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతం స్వామిన్ నామినిం. నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవై గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణీం నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాతి పాశాతీశతారిణీం. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ అద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృందం. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ అద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృందం. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఇఫ్ యు సీ ఇన్ ఇండియా స్పెసిఫికలీ విత్ కృష్ణ, వి హ్యావ్ సెవరల్ ఫెస్టివల్ ఇస్ దేర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫెస్టివల్? ద పీపుల్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ ఫెస్టివల్ ద పీపుల్ దే విల్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ they will come together, then they will enjoy. So that is the greatness of all the festival. Not only in Krishna, in all the places, whatever the temples are there, regularly these festivals are coming. Festival means enjoyment. So this is the festival of enjoyment, Chidadahi festival enjoyment. So Panihatti means, this is a place called Panihatti, and Chida means chipped rice, and Dahi means yogurt. This is a pastime. It is conducted by Nityananda Prabhu and Rityananda Prabhu and Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj. Raghunath Das is the son of a king. Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Balramji, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. This pastime happened 500 years ago. Raghunath Das, he married and he had a very beautiful wife. So while he is living along with a family, one day he met Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Santipura. After meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he expressed his desire to become sannyasa, then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected his proposal and he told him, don't be a false renunciate. So in this way, he very wonderfully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, and he then, after hearing the instruction of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, he went back to the home and he was living with a family. Internally, he fully renounced. He is not at all attached to the family or anything, and internally he is completely renounced. Externally, he is living like an ordinary man, and very, very cooperatively he was living with a family. After that, one day he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he returned from Mathura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always, and he will be going place to place all over India, and all over he distributed the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Prem to everywhere. And he don't discriminate anybody, he is a qualified, he is not qualified like that. He, wherever he go, he chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant and sing and dance, and the people, they will become crazy by hearing the holy name of Krishna from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he don't discriminate, and just like when we see the rain and sun, they don't discriminate. Oh, here is a sinful man, let me not give the sunlight. Here is a pious man, let me give the sunlight. So it is not like that. Whether one is a sinful or pious, the sun is common to everybody. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not at all seeing who is qualified, who is not qualified. He is giving Krishna Prem to everybody. So, when Raghunath Das heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Mathura, then Raghunath Das, he went to he desired to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he is desired and when he is about to leave the house, there's a Hiranyadas, his uncle, he is actually a tax collector. Tax collector, those days there is no currency, 500 years back. It's only a coin. So this Hiranyadas, he used to collect gold coins. So somehow or other, he has taken some gold coin, then he left home. So when Raghunath Das, he is about to leave house to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this tax collector came and caught Raghunath Das Goswami. Hey, your uncle is taken all the tax and run away, you have to pay. So this way they caught Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das also, he is very intelligent, nicely he spoke to this tax collector. Then somehow or other, he settled all the taxes. After that, he lived 1 year. Then again, he decided to leave home. One day, in the mid of the night, everyone was sleeping. That time, he opened the door and escaped. Then his father was searching, oh, where is Raghunath Das? Where is Raghunath Das? Immediately, his father, he is a king, he went and brought back to home this Raghunath Das. Then, he was regularly trying to escape from the home. Somehow her mother or father or somebody, they will found Raghunath Das, then they will bring him back to home. Raghunath Das was keep on trying how to escape, because he is not at all interested in living in home, because he has become fully, internally he renounced, and he is not at all attached to anything. So he wanted to leave home and join with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fully dedicate his life with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day his mother told to father, you bind him in a rope and you put it in his room, one room, and close. Then his father became very, very upset. Oh, what is this? No, we should not do like that way. And we are having the rich like Indra, the king of the heaven. Whatever the riches the king is having, that much rich we have. What is the shortage? All the opulences are there. His wife, Raghunath Das' wife, she is a very, very beautiful lady. She is like an angel. This beautiful lady also could not able to find Raghunath Das. And we have the wonderful opulence that also could not able to find bind Raghunath Das. Then what is the use? We cannot simply bind him like this way. So after that, next day, he happened to meet Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is a Balramji. Nityananda Prabhu is a very, very merciful like a avaduta. Raghunath Das, he went there in the place in Panihatti. Nityananda Prabhu, he was sitting below the tree along with all the associates, and they were chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone was chanting very, very blissfully, and everyone dancing and singing, dancing. They were rolling on the ground. They were enjoying very, very blissfully. When Raghunath Das, he went actually, after going there, and everyone was sitting that in the bank of the Ganges below this tree, and Nityananda Prabhu, the Raghunath Das, he from the far distance, he paid obeisance to Nityananda Prabhu. When he paid from the far distance, Nityananda Prabhu's servant, they said that, see, Nityananda Prabhu, you see Raghunath Das Goswami came here, Raghunath Das here, you see he is from the very far distance, he is paying obeisance to you. So then Nityananda Prabhu, he called Raghunath, hey, come here. Nityananda Raghunath Das, he didn't go nearby Nityananda Prabhu. Somehow, forcefully, Nityananda Prabhu took him near to him. After going nearby, Raghunath Das saw that the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu is just like hundreds and thousands of sun is rising simultaneously. What will be the beauty? Such was the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu. He was so beautiful, and wearing wonderful garlands and so beautiful. Achan lambito bujo kanakavadato sankitanai kapitaro kamalaya daksham vishyambaro dujabaro yuga dharma balo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. this Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are Karuna Avatara. They are merciful incarnation of the Supreme Lord. He is very, very merciful. Then he said, Nityananda Prabhu, he is actually, he is a very, very funny type and he is a merciful also. So he said, hey Nityananda, hey Raghunath, come here, come here, come here. You are a thief, you are a thief. Why you are offering him obeisance from the long distance? You should, so I shall punish you. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunathas. Then he placed his lotus feet on Raghunatha head. After that, Nityananda Prabhu said that you did the aparadh and you paid the obeisance from the very long distance. You have to, I shall punish you. What is that punishment? You have to make a festival. What kind of festival? You have to make a Chiradahi festival. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu, he advised and he, you have to make a Chiradahi festival and you offer all to my associate. Then Raghunathas become very, very happy because he is a, somehow he wanted to serve the Vaishnavas, somehow he wanted to serve Nityananda Prabhu. He was eagerly waiting, how shall I get the chance to serve? Whenever we get a chance to serve Vaishnavas, then devotees, they will grab like anything. Because just when we serve the devotees of the Lord will be very, very happy. Krishna says, I will be accepting through the devotees. If my devotees are very happy, then I will be happy. So in this way, Raghunath Das, he thought that, oh, I am very, very grateful. I got some service to serve Nityananda Prabhu and serve the associate of Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, he went all the places. He went all the places and he brought so much of yogurt, so much of chipped rice, and so much of salad, so many fruits, so many things he brought it, and he made in a wonderful pot. Then he prepared all this, and so many varieties he prepared. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Kaviraj Das Goswami, he explained what are the things he prepared, how many pots he prepared. In this way, he very elaborately discussed. And he brought Raghunath Das Goswami, he brought to Nityananda Prabhu and he offered. Just by hearing this, Raghunath Das Goswami is going to serve this Pani Siradaya festival. Everybody came, all the Brahmana, Satriyas, everybody came, they are assembled there. And after seeing this, and Raghunath Das Goswami ordered his servant, because he is the son of the king, and he said, bring me more, arrange more in this way. And again they brought, and again they served. So many people came. Some people they went to, there is no place to sit. They went to the bank of the Ganges. They were actually enjoying so like anything. Some people they collected the Chiradahi. They don't have even the bank of the Ganges is also full. They went inside the water, they were standing, and then they are taking the prasadam. This prasadam was so nectar. After that, Nityananda Prabhu, by meditation, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by the meditation, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also appeared. And Nityananda Prabhu, he took the Chiradahi and he pushed inside the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This nobody could able to see. Only the few people who are very, very pious, they are able to see the presence of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he is actually avaduta. He is always a funny. And he taken the chipped rice and pushed inside the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took some Chiradahi and pushed inside the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, they were enjoying, they were actually dancing. This way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they become very, very happy. So in this festival, made it very, very ecstatic. They were actually chanting Hari Hari. This is chanting Hari Hari. It is filled with ecstasy. It is like a sound. It's a filled entire universe. Because it's a Hari Hari sound. Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. When everybody come together and chant the holy name of Krishna, then the positive vibration will spread everywhere. Now if you see, so much of negative vibration is there in the earth. That's why even if you go to somebody's house, as soon as you enter, If your mind become peaceful, that means the people are, those who are living in the house, they are very peaceful. Very easy to understand. In some house, if you go, you will become very, very peaceful. Even though our mind may be agitating, but as soon as we go inside the house of somebody, our mind becomes peaceful. That means the person who is living, they are very, very pious, they are very, very peaceful, they are worshipping the Supreme Personal Godhead Krishna. If somebody house, if you go, even if you are peaceful, it will agitate. So that means those who are living in the house, they are very, very impious, they are not at all peaceful. So when Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, after taking a prasadam, they were actually Hari Hari. They were, everybody is chanting Hari Hari. Everyone was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Then entire universe is filled with the vibration of the holy name of Krishna. So after that, Nityananda Prabhu was Nityananda Prabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami, they were actually thinking, oh, this is like a, when Krishna and Balram, they used to go near the bank of the Yamuna, they used to sit like this way, they used to enjoy. Even Krishna also, he used to enjoy with the friends. One day, one poor fellow, he brought some buttermilk. When buttermilk, he brought it, and he was thinking, oh, I'm a very, very poor man. What is the value of this buttermilk? Everybody is giving a very, very wonderful prasadam. So everybody was sharing with others, but this boy, he didn't share with Krishna and all the people. So this boy was thinking, I'm very poor. So he drank the buttermilk himself. Then Krishna became, hey, stop, why you are drinking yourself? But by this time he drank all the buttermilk. Then immediately Krishna ran. He ran very fast. And then this boy was keeping the buttermilk in the mouth. Immediately he punched both. He punched in the mouth. He punched in the both of his mouth. This buttermilk, it actually spill out from this boy's buttermilk in the mouth. So immediately Krishna started drinking. So this is the wonderful pastime of Krishna. Even though he is a god, Lakshmi Sagasra Sadasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma says, Lakshmi Sakasra Sadasambrahma, thousands and thousands of Lakshmis are standing in a line to worship the Supreme Lord Krishna and to serve. They are actually eagerly waiting. But here, Krishna in Vrindavan, this boy, this poor boy, he brought some buttermilk. He was actually keeping in the mouth, and Krishna is punching both sides, and this buttermilk spill out from the mouth of this boy, and Krishna started enjoying. So that is the Krishna is wonderful. Wonderful Krishna, he don't see I am a god and all those things. He wanted to enjoy with his friends. So in this way, when Raghunath Das Goswami, he was thinking, oh, Krishna and Balram, they used to go to the river of Yamuna, they used to enjoy like this. In this way, he was meditating that. So after that, Lord Nithai give his Mahaprasada and garlands, all things to Raghunath Das Goswami, and then Nityananda Prabhu has become very, very happy. Very, very happy. Then all the devotees are very, very happy. Then next day morning, Raghunath Das Goswami, he met Nityananda Prabhu again. Nityananda Prabhu took a bath in a Ganges and seated under the tree. Then after going there, Raghunath Das, he worshipped Nityananda Prabhu very, very wonderfully, nicely, then expressed the desire. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu, I wanted to take a shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then I was actually trying to take a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shelter. I escaped many times from the home. Somehow or other, I could not able to escape from the house. Actually, I wanted to take a shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like I am like a dwarf. This dwarf is very, very short. The moon is in the... this dwarf cannot catch this moon. So he is comparing, I am like a dwarf and I am trying to catch this moon. But how can I catch this moon? The moon is compared to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, he expressed the desire to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees blessed Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, Raghunath Das Nityananda Prabhu says, person once tasted the nectar of devotional service, then one may have the opulence of Indra, or one may have the opulence of Brahma, and he will not be get attracted. Once if somebody is having a little taste for devotional service, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If somebody tasted the nectar for holy name, somebody tasted the nectar for the devotional service, then if you go and give crores and crores of diamond, crores and crores of gold coin, he will be not be get attracted. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees, they blessed Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, Raghunath Das Goswami, he left from the house. He went and met Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the mercy to Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das become the Goswami. Goswami means one who control the senses. He become the perfect and pure devotee of Krishna. So from this we can understand that if we develop a little taste for Krishna, if you desire little taste for the holy name, then we can become extremely happy in this world. So this is a very, very wonderful pastime. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the person who faithfully hear this pastime of the Panihatti Chidadahi festival, definitely they will get the love for Krishna, they will get the Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.